This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Some other news we missed while we were talking about kid fucking.
The CDC is now detailing what it says are the first known cases of HIV transmitted by so-called vampire facial injections. Have you heard?
What?
Yeah, we teased this story on the 19th anniversary.
That's
show.
Right, we did.
Yeah.
Vampire facials.
Yep. Yep.
One, two, three.
That's one, two, three vampire loads on your stupid face.
Was that vampire Hitler?
It's the count.
That was not the count.
Yes, it was.
Bullshit.
Yes, it was.
That was not the count.
Three vampire loads on your stupid face. That's the count, baby.
Blah,
that's one, blah. Two, three vampire loads on your stupid face.
Oh.
The CDC is now detailing what it says are the first known cases of HIV transmitted by so-called...
Why does... And again, I know I said... It just got a segment open like Depeche Mode in 83. Fucking stop it.
If you're getting something, and I don't even know what this thing is yet.
Oh, it's, Jeff, it's as dumb as you could possibly
okay,
imagine.
Okay, so if you're going into an establishment and requesting freely of your own free fucking will a vampire facial, it should come with a side of fucking HIV.
Yeah. That's fair.
It should.
That's a fair assessment.
Yep, and you should be able to supersize that if you'd like.
Yes, hi. Can I have the supersized HIV, please? Which is what Freddie Mercury said. And you know, folks, the thing
Big
is...
Big Dick Black walks out. Just a minute.
Sincerely, Rock Hudson.
Rock wasn't gay, was he?
Ooh, well,
it was a blood transfusion, wasn't it?
Okay, Jeff. That's what all of his female co-stars in the 50s were hoping for anyways. Oh, boy.
Old Rex Stetson.
Why could a woman be more like a man? There's, okay, faggot. All right, we got it.
A movie he was in, well, many, one of the many,
many movies.
Pillow Talk with Doris Day.
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
it was one
yes.
of my mother's favorites. I
remember you saying that.
And it is actually, Tony Randall's in it, too, and he's quite funny in it, but his character's name is Rex Stetson.
What was it, My Fair Lady? Was it Rex Hamilton? And,
yeah.
No, not Rex Hamilton. What was it? Why can't a woman be more like a man?
Oh.
It's, fuck.
I don't know.
Transmitted by so-called vampire facial injections. Have you heard about this?
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Have you seen this? The vampire facials? Have you heard about this? Have you seen this?
The agency is detailing three cases where women ended up being diagnosed with the virus, most likely after getting the treatment at an unlicensed spa in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
No shit.
The first case...
Wow.
No shit.
You went to an unlicensed spa and you picked up the HIV. Huh. I never would have made that connection.
Well, no shit.
Hard to believe, actually.
After getting the treatment at an unlicensed spa in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The first case came up in 2018. Then another woman tested positive.
Albuquerque, of course, known for its long, detailed history of superior self-care regimens. Boy, you know who doesn't like, you know, you watch Breaking Bad, right?
No.
Well, okay, so they filmed the exteriors of the Walter White House, and that's a real house in Albuquerque.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, those people do not.
They do not
They do not like you coming around looking at their home.
And if I were you, I would not go to their house trying to throw a pizza up onto their garage roof.
I've heard of this place.
Ooh, they are not happy to own that house. Sell it, then. Sell it to someone who can, you know.
Then another woman tested positive for HIV a year later, and a third case just last year. In a joint investigation by the CDC and New Mexico's health officials, investigators say they found a rack of unlabeled tubes of blood on a kitchen counter.
All right.
All right. Fair enough.
And in the fridge at the spa next to food and injectable anesthetics.
Injectable anesthetics? What are we doing?
Yes, please.
Yeah, really? Holy fuck.
They also allegedly found...
On a date with Bill Cosby? What's going on here?
Oh!
Oh, yeah. I wish you wouldn't make fun of me that way. I was just a nobody trying to get some pussy. Bill, you were really famous. I don't know what you mean.
You didn't use that to your advantage, Bill?
I didn't know how.
Great.
All I knew was taking the pussy by force. That's how my daddy was raised. That's how I was raised.
They also allegedly found unwrapped needles in drawers, on counters, and in the trash can.
So what you're telling me was it was a unclean...
So the signs were there.
Yes.
Walk out.
Yeah. Well, probably in areas where you couldn't see if you were a customer trying to get this done.
On counters and in the trash can.
We heard you.
Investigators say dozens of clients may have been exposed to HIV. Dr. Kavita Patel joins me now. Kavita, I gotta say,
you know, Kavita.
Kavita.
You know.
Have you heard about this? Have you seen this?
Have you heard about this? Have you seen this? You know, Kavita.
Kavita. Isn't that like a play or something?
Kavita.
Well, Kavita, never mind.
Kavita, I just met her. Thank you. And you know, folks, the thing is...
Kavita, I gotta say, I was scratching my head on this one. The owner of that spa has been sentenced to 2 years in prison.
That's it?
Yeah, it seems...
So-called vampire facials work.
Well, hey, hang on a minute.
Blah.
Let me whip one up for you.
I want to cover your face. Blah.
I want to come on your face.
Good evening.
Yeah, Tom, there's a lot to scratch your head about, but this is actually pretty straightforward. It might not be for everyone, but this has been going on, these vampire facials. More specifically, they use something called PRP, plasma-rich protein. The process is simple, Tom. They take...
Yeah, I got some protein for you.
blood from you and take it out from your arm, then take it into a machine, spin it, then take out the golden part of that blood, the serum, the protein-rich part, and then using microneedles, inject it back into other parts of your body.
What?
In this case, your face.
Why?
And it can help plump.
Why the fuck would you do this?
Plump up collagen. There's reports of it reducing fine lines, that type of thing.
If you're a vampire, you're not going to have fine lines because you'd never get old. Okay? I watched True Blood.
Ooh, that was... I watched the first season of that.
That was about it.
Yeah.
That was it. Yeah.
Yes,
I was out quick.
Loved the premise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I did too.
Lost something in the execution, however.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right.
Okay, so if somebody's injecting their own blood, then how are they getting HIV unless there's some sort of cross-contamination,
well,
right?
Well, let's see. Vials on the counter, blood on the knife, blood in the Bronco, blood on the...
Total coincidence. Yeah. Total coincidence.
We've got open vials out on the counter. We got vials in the fridge next to food.
Yeah.
We got unwrapped needles.
Yeah. Total coincidence.
You don't think this spa isn't saving some money and reusing needles, you dunce?
Hey, dunce, we're fucking.
Unless there's some sort of cross-contamination, right?
You hit the nail on the head. It's what the CDC found. You just described what is... truly a nightmare for any infection control nurse, much less anybody who's a patient who walks in.
All right, Wuhan, relax. It was three women.
Easy there, Fauci.
Yeah, how would you like to be the guy at Wuhan that was like, uh-oh.
Oh.
Oh, shit. This is not good.
Oh, quick, close the door. Oh, too late.
It might stop. Oh, shit, if this gets out, ooh, are we in trouble?
Boy, if anybody gets wind of this shit.
Americans might quit funding our gain-of-function research. It's their fault. All right, good.
It's the China virus. China.
It is the China virus, China. For fuck's sake. Where else in history could you let a country kill millions of people and then nothing happens? No fucking sanctions.
Germany?
No one bats an eye. Well, yeah, well, they got fucking bombed to the Stone Age. They didn't fucking have Germany rebuilt till the mid-80s. It took them 40 years. That was their consequence. Now they have more liberal guilt than any other five European countries combined. That's the price they paid for fucking Adolf Hitler. What? China, nothing, no consequence. They fucking welded people into their homes to die from COVID. Yeah. And like, there's zero consequence for the millions they killed from the Wuhan lab. It's like nothing. Nah, it's all right. What are you going to do? It's one of those things. What are you going to do?
It's part of their population control plan.
I had to fucking uproot the entire world for 2 years, ruin an entire generation of children, fucking rewire the brains of hundreds of millions of fucking people and nothing, zero consequence from COVID getting out of that lab. Absolutely zero confidence.
Any infection control nurse, much less anybody who's a patient who walks in, but there are so many steps in that process, drawing the blood, making sure it's appropriately labeled, then taking out that kind of golden serum, and then even inject back into someone's
white serum for you.
Space. So you could imagine with all those steps, Tom, if you don't label something, you don't swap out the needles, you don't make sure you're using sterile procedure.
Gosh, she's fucking boring, this woman.
My God,
she's boring the shit out of me. No, I just want to fucking... excuse me, I got to take a nap now. First case was the middle-aged woman who tested positive for HIV in 2018. She had no history of injectable drug use. Huh, why would they think to mention that? That's weird.
Yeah.
Remember how I said on the show before that I was about 16 and 17 by the time I figured out, and this is in the late 80s, by the time I figured out that if you weren't getting fucked in the ass by men or injecting drugs with Puerto Ricans, odds were pretty good you weren't going to get HIV. That's kind of what I meant. That's, you know, recent blood transfusions or recent sexual contact with someone with HIV. Didn't have any of those. That's hard to feature. The second two were middle-aged women who had gotten vampire facials in 2018. One was diagnosed with the earlier stage of HIV in 2019. It's cold in here. I got a cough. It won't stop. Murder suspect accused of eating victim's face near the Las Vegas Strip.
Whoa.
Yeah, let's go see WrestleMania, Jeff. Let's see.
New details on an extremely grisly murder in downtown Las Vegas. We thank you for joining us here.
What'd they do to the bear?
What you want, Grizzly Adams? Clerks?
Oh, yeah. What you want, Grizzly?
Here at 6, I'm Denise Valdez.
And I'm Brian Loftus. It happened yesterday morning around the area of 3rd Street in East Charleston. 8 News Now investigator Kyle Payne was there first with news of this murder yesterday, and he joins us live, Kyle, with the latest.
Kyle?
Denise, Brian, can...
All right, another fucking 3-second delay. What are we doing? No use to ever be out.
Consider yourself warned. The details of this murder here in downtown Las Vegas are disturbing, but this is the block where police say they arrested a man named Colin Check, age 31. He was arrested yesterday on open murder charges. Not in court today, Judge Rebecca Sachs said Check was in the hospital. A police report identified the victim as Kenneth Brown. And a document obtained by the 8 News Now investigator says Brown had a large cut to part of
his... clown. That Kenneth Brown, he's gonna get caught.
Why is everybody always snacking on me? I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that joke.
I'll eat your face down the auditorium,
Charlie Brown. Oh, come on, man. Come on.
Take it down with that. Fuck you.
Exactly. He's gonna get gone. Just you wait and see. Why is everybody always snacking on me? That's him on his knees. I know that's him. Yelling 7-11 down in the boys' gym. Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown. He's a clown. That Charlie Brown. Why is everybody always snacking on me? You know, this song was one take in someone's closet.
Fuck, like, it's
just God damn it, man.
Oh. Yeah, you can't get down with that. Go fuck yourself,
exactly,
man.
That song rules.
Yep.
And then he was missing an eye and an ear when police found him.
Eye?
Was he Popeye? Beat it.
Neighbors yesterday.
Everybody here say, all in favor, say aye. Ken, how about you? No?
Not so fast, Ken.
They were amazed with what they heard.
Pretty bizarre, man. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff that goes on out here, as you said, but this is certainly, this takes the cake as well.
Yeah, so this guy, Raymond Garcia.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll show you his picture, and I'm going to link to the story so you guys can see.
Yeah, okay.
Not what you would consider to be a reliable witness.
This is the guy they're talking to right here?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I seen it.
Now we got to play it, which is fine, but I seen it.
It can take Doug an hour to find it.
I know. Well, you know.
He's getting that rebound reach around over there in the corner.
The worst thing that happens when I have to find is like, sometimes I forget the name of the show or the movie, and I got to think of what it is.
You in here for some marijuana? Marijuana? Man, this is some bullshit.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke.
I seen him.
Now that's an addiction, man. You ever suck some dick for marijuana?
Huh?
No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
I didn't think so.
Fucking disgusted Bob Saget was.
Sack said Check was in the hospital. A police report identified the victim as Kenneth Brown.
I thought
a
Check was in the mail.
The 8 News Now investigator said Brown had a large cut to part of...
Raymond Garcia looks like he could be like a backup lead singer for a shitty Rage Against the Machine cover band.
A shittier?
That's hilarious.
All right, let's play this guy's clip.
I would love to. If
this thing in head, and then he was missing an eye and an ear when police found him. And neighbors yesterday were amazed with what they heard.
Pretty bizarre, man. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff that goes on out here, as you said.
Oh, my God. You nailed that.
Pretty bizarre, man. Like,
yeah, fuck you. I won't do what you tell me. And, unless you'll give me a dollar to suck your dick, then I'll do that.
Boy, I wish I could have fucking contained myself and shut my mouth while you drop that gem for out of context audio.
Wow, you're right.
Obviously, there's a lot of stuff that goes on out here, as you said, but this is certainly, this takes the cake as far as just all out.
May I add, bulls on parade. What he says, shitty fucking Zach De La Roca knockoff. Go fuck yourself.
Boy, you fucking... I'm telling you. You know what he looks like? He looks like the Geico caveman. That's who that is.
That's very funny. You're not wrong there either. I think that guy's also going to make the wall, though. I think he's making
just,
the wall.
Just all out.
I'm going to take one of these walls and start putting these pictures up.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Why haven't we?
Out there-ness, you know what I mean?
It's pretty disgusting.
Yes, sir. Absolutely so. I'm not sure what this person may have been going through, but yeah, something else I would say entirely.
Can you give me some money for a sandwich, man?
I don't know what this guy was going through. You got a dollar?
Yeah, a dollar?
I would say entirely.
Police say Check was going in and out of consciousness while he was in police.
I am a mushmouth idiot.
I talk to you in the parking lot right now.
And reporting from Vegas, Ric Flair.
Police custody and told cops that something was, quote, possessing him. Here at the bus stop where police arrested Check.
Well, this guy is a mess. Erect, fucking this and that. The other thing, you can't figure it out.
The scene is too bloody and gory to show you on television. Huh. Just about as bad as those gory details in the police report.
We got it.
Which you can read more about on our website.
Oh, direct traffic to the website, guys.
Reporting live in downtown Las Vegas, Kyle Payne. 8 News Now.
Kyle Payne.
Payne on your side. What? No, that doesn't work.
Kyle Payne doesn't have a gimmick for his fucking stories.
Payne in my side. Fat.
Major Payne.
Well, I have some distressing news here on TGO Radio, everybody. Well, I'm glad you're sitting down.
Yeah, because I'd normally stand for this shit.
Jason Holton.
Who? Jason?
Holton. Believed to be one of Britain's fattest men, died from organ failure.
No kidding.
At least a week before turning 34, his family said. Holton died this is a few weeks ago at the time you hear this, but Holton died last Saturday after doctors were unable to prevent his organs from failing.
The doctors were unable to locate any of his fucking organs.
His weight estimated at a svelte 700 pounds.
Wow.
Six firefighters had to transport Holton. Six firefighters, Jeff, to the Royal Surrey County Hospital following an ambulance ride. An ambulance ride?
You need a flatbed tractor trailer ride.
A giant spatula to get his fat ass on there? How do you get a 700-pound body? It had to have been a forklift. I'm not even trying to be funny
I mean, how could six guys? There's no way.
I know. When my grandma died, she was 90, and she has some extra weight on her, and it took two people to get her out of Dad's house.
Two?
Two, and they struggled. Six people having to fucking move old Chunkles McGillicuddy out of his house. Must have been a nightmare.
They were looking up online how the druids lifted the stones to make Stonehenge. Get some tips and tricks from the Egyptians.
Yeah.
Let's see. If we flood the house, that'll lift him up.
Guys, it's all about leverage. Listen, hear me out.
Ropes and pulleys. We need a lot of ropes and pulleys.
Six guys. Man.
Yes, please.
Well, I'll start with two and see if I like it. But
two?
I work my way up to six. Holton's kidneys were the first organs to stop working.
No shit.
His mother said. She's 55.
Yeah.
So when you're 21 and you have a baby, you know what you never think it's going to end up being? Britain's fattest fuck. And once that happened, The doctors told her son would die within a week. Jason soon started to go downhill.
Well, that's to everyone's advantage, isn't it? Was he happen to be rolling towards the cemetery?
That's perfect.
Look, point him in that direction.
That's perfect, and that's exactly what I wanted because I was trying to think downhill like how I was gonna get there. That's exactly what I wanted. That's funny. Started to go downhill after that, Mom said. He's probably had about 8 lives. I thought the doctors would be able to save him again. But sadly, it wasn't possible. End quote. The fat fuck's Kenny enabling.
Said, enough of this shit.
Enabling mother. Holton died from organ failure and obesity. What?
No kidding.
Huh.
Huh. No shit.
Well. No shit.
Did you get the clip? I think I sent you a couple of different... This might have been back...
No shit.
This might have been back when we were having text problems and stuff. I caught a couple of TikTok clips of what's that movie? Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah.
You know, of him dressing down the Marines and shit, but it was like in German.
Oh,
did you ever get those? Oh,
no.
Fuck, Jesus Christ, are those funny.
That's
when he's
great.
Dressing him down about the jelly donut. Oh,
oh.
My God.
Oh, I will seek that out. That's great.
I might go back and see if they're still there and I can resend them.
Holton reportedly began overeating as a teenager while grieving his father's death and went on to consume 10,000 calories a day, which included eating doner kebabs.
What?
For breakfast. The fuck are doner kebabs?
Boner kebabs. This is in Britain, right?
Yeah. Oh
maybe
yeah.
Some stupid fucking British thing that rots your fucking teeth.
In 2020, he had collapsed.
Oh, it's a fucking gyro or a gyro or hero, whatever the fuck we call him here. That's all it is.
Sure is what it looks like.
Fat bastard.
Get in my belly.
Food goes here.
In 2020, he collapsed and damaged the Earth's crust. Had to be airlifted by crane. Crane Dangle.
Thank you.
Ho, ho, ho. We got a good deal going on here, Crane.
Now see what you did. Now we got like fucking 15 more minutes of running Crane Dangle into the ground. What's old Crane been up to? Except for lifting fat people to the hospital.
Just can you imagine? He had to be lifted by a crane. Quit telling me 6 guys got him out of this house. Not unless they cut a fucking hole in the side of it and wheeled him out.
They'll do that.
They will too. I remember seeing one fatso get pulled out of a house once 10, 15 years ago. They cut a hole in the side of the house, and they had like a fucking roller coaster track going from inside from the couch where this fucking genetic mutation had surely melded and become one with the couch, almost certainly. They had to wheel the whole fucking thing out of the goddamn hole in the wall. The worst roller coaster ever. Had to be airlifted by crane from a 3rd-floor flat by a team of more than 30 firefighters in 2020. This monster. That was the most devastating time of my life, he said at the time. Yes.
Yeah, you know, up until the moment you died.
The terrifying part of it all was the amount of people outside. Yeah. They're pointing at you. Just, ugh. Imagine the smell. You can't possibly clean yourself correctly. How do you shit?
Like that episode of The Simpsons when they fucking pulled Homer out of the fucking...
Yeah.
out of the fucking nuclear tank.
Yeah. You're hosing off his ass inside the tank.
What were the exercises that fucking Burns was doing with him? Like fucking Indian arrow pulls or something. One high, two high. God damn.
The terrifying part of it all was the amount of people outside. I did watch The Whale, and it did feel like a horror movie to me. I said,
"The horror."
I said to me, "Mom, don't watch it." I turned it off and I started crying. Well, not enough with crying bacon flavored tears, you fetzo. Get fucked. It's not that. The question is not how do you shit. That's obvious. Continually, I'm guessing.
If you're taking in 10,000 calories a fucking
day. Oh, you're just. It's a fucking pipeline of human waste. You know? It's an assembly line of shit. Which could also be a show title.
He turned the Thames brown.
I cried myself to sleep at that film, said the now dead fatso in 2020. It was very upsetting for me because now I thought, I'm Britain's fattest man. That's what people are going to think of me. Yeah, didn't do enough.
That's what they're going to remember you now by,
didn't
pal.
Didn't cause enough trouble for you to fucking, you know.
Eat a salad?
Do a sit-up. Huh? Yeah. So the issue is not shitting, because that's continual, I'm guessing. The issue is cleaning. How do you clean yourself other than daily with a fucking fire truck hose?
It's got to be a pressure washer.
Shows up and fucking just, ugh, fucking high pressure water blasts the barnacles of shit between your fucking, out from between your folds.
They bring in those guys from the Navy that dive under the boat and scrape off the barnacles.
That's so good. They got to fucking put them in a giant tank. Just fucking submersible idiot. Fuck him. Good, stupid. 2 years later, Holton suffered a series of mini strokes and a suspected blood clot, at least.
This guy was the asteroid that killed the dinosaurs.
And you can gain weight fast, but what you don't do is get that fat overnight. And like, it took me a long time to get this heavy, and I'm not anywhere close to 700 pounds, I'm happy to report. But
well, sounds like Britain has an opening if you want to go over there and start doing some competition eating.
Competitive eating, can you imagine?
I can't stand that. That's so fucking gross. It's so gross and so just.
What's the guy that wins the hot dog contest every year?
I don't know, some fucking
Joey.
Guy. It's a guy from Jersey.
Joey. Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, he's a little guy. He's a little guy. And he just fucking, you know.
Just pounds them dogs right down his throat. Huh? Getting some practice there, Joey.
But he does competitive eating stuff all over the world. He's a fucking millionaire.
Yeah, I know. I hate that. That competitive eating shit's so gross.
Mm. Ugh. Not for you, huh?
Nope.
I took a fucking 6-pack of Mountain Dew Code Red to work. Just, you know, to have like a bottle a day.
A bottle a day. It's how long did it last?
Poison. I could eat it with a pizza. Uh-oh. I can eat it with a pizza, and it's great on its own. It's kerosene.
What, Code Red?
Yeah.
Man, I haven't had a Code Red in a long time.
Oh, it's the way, buddy.
I can't drink that.
It's
unless they've got a zero. Do they have a zero version of Code Red?
I hope not.
Their Baja Blast Zero was fucking fantastic.
You said that a few weeks ago, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like the Zeros, man. I'm into them.
You're sitting across from one.
Eat your falafel and shut the fuck up.
Exactly. Fucking tell your story rolling, fatso.
You know, if
Come on, man. We got 10, 20 more minutes. Let's go, baby.
I'm not skinny. So this is definitely the pot. What? Definitely the pot calling the kettle black.
We're not 700
pounds.
We're not 700 pounds combined.
But when you get to that point and you have somebody, a mother.
Your mother.
Somebody. Do that person a favor and take the fucking Twinkies out of their hands and put a salad. What are you doing?
Salad's not going to do it. You got to move. It's not going to do it alone.
No, I know.
You got to get up and move.
And by that point, it's that you can't.
Right.
You can't.
I heard you.
You can't. It can't be done.
700 pounds.
I heard
you. You could fillet it off with a knife and not even make a dent.
Wouldn't even bleed. There's no way that your organs are reaching the outer reaches. There's no fucking way.
Well, that's my argument a few weeks ago with Harvey Weinstein's cock. I have no doubt at all.
Well, from fatsos in England to Harvey Weinstein.
He's a fatso,
Johnson.
Too. He's a fatso, too. But I have no doubt in my mind he attacked women. Zero doubt. But you got to prove to me that cock can fucking properly penetrate a woman because I don't fucking believe it.
They threw the case out. He's fine. He's fine. He didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. It's all good now,
it's
Harv.
All good in the hood.
All good now, Harv.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Pussy is good, but to just kind of force yourself on women like that, golly.
Yeah, can't do that, man.
I got to have them like me a little bit. I don't need you to be in love with me, but at least like me a little bit. Sheesh.
Well, but that's exactly his shtick.
They
liked him enough because they thought he was going to,
I don't know,
make
man.
Him famous.
Some of these girls, he just flat out attacked.
Yeah.
There's the audio of that one girl recorded of him. That's, yeesh. Man, oh, man.
Yeah, but you know what? It was wrong for the prosecution to let all those people testify.
But there's a right way and a wrong way to do everything. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not defending him. I hope he dies as we're speaking. I hope he's dying, but.
Did they toss his ass in the slammer out in, what, on the West Coast?
No, I think he's still, I don't know.
Where was he let? He was let go of, a New York jail or something?
The last I heard, he had to go from the jail straight to the hospital because something happened to him. But that was the last I heard.
He's fucking old, decrepit.
Yeah, I kind of quit keeping up with it.
That looks like a meat tornado.
It's what the fame, the millions, the pussy is not good enough for you. You have to force yourself. You have to put pills in their drinks.
It's an arrogance thing, I think.
Well, I'm sure that's some of it. But I get it that after a while, how many beautiful women do you fuck before you go, maybe I need two beautiful women. Now I need two beautiful women with toys. And now I need, here we go. And I'm telling you what.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff dropped one outdoors. Ooh. We walked in together, and Jeff dropped one outdoors.
Nasty.
That followed us like a fog.
A fog!
Is every word just another joke?
It is.
Okay, all right.
Pretty much.
All right. As long as I know. Yeah, I don't know. I want to lose some weight. I do, but I just... It's hard work.
It is.
And I hate hard work.
Yeah.
I do.
And food tastes good.
Yeah, it really does. You just shovel fries into your face and...
Went to lunch with my son today and had a... Buffalo chicken sandwich and fries.
Yeah. How was that?
Fucking good.
Yeah, sounds good.
It was. Love a buffalo chicken sandwich. Mm. You could put buffalo sauce on a fucking turd and I'd eat it.
Happy to hear you say that. Because next week.
Eating challenge?
Oh, yeah. I love farting so much.
I
love shitting, but I love farting.
But that's what's great about the farting. You know what's coming next. You're making
better?
Room. You're moving. Things are moving down the line. And you're getting ready.
Is there anything better than like that 4 a.m. 5-second guess.
Oh, dude, that's the first thing I do every morning when I get up, man.
You just roll over and drop it out of nowhere. Just oh, it's the best.
Sit down on the turlet and fucking pinch one off.
The turlet.
Yeah, sit on the turlet there, Edith.
Ah, geez, the turlet there.
Huh. Dude, your Archie Bunker is really good.
I know, and it's a 50-year-old reference. I just wish I could do someone who's relevant now.
I saw a clip of Rodney Dangerfield doing his nightclub act from like the early 80s, you know, when he really got, you know, real big there for a hot second. And man, I missed this. I mean, in 83 I was what, 12. But that whole nightclub scene back in those days, a little small room, a curtain behind you, you're up on a stage, you know, maybe about that tall.
Was it Dangerfield?
You know, yeah. Oh yeah, it was great, man. God damn, his shtick was so funny.
He recorded one of his albums at Dangerfields too, I think.
Yeah. Oh, was it at Dangerfield? I thought you said, was it Dangerfield? And yeah, I said it was Rodney. I forget he had a club called Dangerfields. Yeah. I don't know.
It probably was. It might still be open or recently, only very recently closed. I'm not 100% sure on that.
I think it might have been because I remembered a lot of the material from that record he recorded. That
he had a couple. That pretty close to each other. No Respect and Rap and Rodney.
I remember asking for, I don't remember which one it was, but this was about the early 80s, and I asked for one of his cassettes for my birthday, and my parents actually got it for me.
Really?
Yeah.
They weren't into Rodney, or like they didn't quite get the gimmick, or what?
I don't know. I mean, it's not like my parents were prudes, but.
No, not really, and that's just it. Like, when you say things like, you know, I can't believe they got it for me, you know, and. Let me see. Dangerfields was a comedy club.
Uh-huh.
According to Wikipedia, closed in this year. Oh, it's open. Announced in 2020, after 50 years of continuous operations, we will be closing. Effective immediately, with plans to open in another venue. Once the COVID-19 crisis passes, the location is now open. As of January 1st, 2024, under the name Rodney's Comedy Club.
Where at?
New York.
Yeah.
1118 First Avenue.
Sounds like nowhere I will ever be.
That's a safe fucking bet. Opened in 1969, Dangerfields did. Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What the hell was his, what's his real name?
Oh.
God damn it. I was just reading this the other day.
Jack Roy.
Jack Roy, yeah. So does not fit him.
No Respect, 1980. Rappin' Rodney, 83.
83. Rappin' Rodney was the one I had.
Well, that's a bad song, Rappin' Rodney. That stinks.
Dude, anytime these idiots did novelty songs like that, they were terrible.
Well, I mean, they had it was a thing for a while where you had to, right? Like,
yeah.
Robert Schimmel's got a joke on his album about if you buy this CD, I can buy this car. Where at the very end, he does a thing about how he tried to think of different songs, and you know, for the album, and he goes, he went to the producer and said, "Yeah, I got one." Girlfriend's on the rag tonight. Yeah. I'm in the Jack Shack. Ba da ba da ba da. And he goes, "What the fuck's the matter with you?
What the fuck's the matter with the Jack Shack?
The Jack Shack.
What the fuck is?
What the fuck is wrong with you?" The late Robert Schimmel.
I said, "Okay, I got a song. It's called Jack Shack. Here it is. Girlfriend's on the rag tonight. I'm in the Jack Shack. Ba-da-da-da-da-da." They said, "Are you hearing anything we're telling you?" Jack Shack, up the ass, fink the muscle. What the fuck is your problem?
He was funny.
He was funny. I want to do, early in the Kennedy administration, Jackie did a tour of the White House on national television.
Yes. Yeah, you've
talked
about that.
And I want to do that very close to the anniversary of the shooting this year. I want to do that.
Okay.
So that'll be something we can do. Are we doing election night too? Are we going to do election night?
Yeah, we probably should. We could get the TV going here and yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we should this year. That's going to be a big one.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, fuck, they're all big, but this is going to be a big one.
Yeah.
See which fucking geriatric idiot we get fucking thrust upon us
our,
by the...
Our last presidential election.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, right.
Get to watch the Republic crumble in front of your eyes.
Man. God, our 20th anniversary, and we're going to watch and watch we're Rome
gonna,
fall.
Yeah, we are.
Huh.
It's great. Wow. I mean, like I said a few weeks ago, if you elect Trump, never a dull moment, right? I mean, the gimmick gets old, but it's never a dull moment, right? Mm-hmm. And if you elect Biden, he's going to die.
He's going to die.
In office, which has not happened in three generations.
Yep.
So you get to see history either way.
Yeah, you're right. If we reelect Biden, he will die. He will die.
He will die.
Yeah. We're not threatening.
No.
We're not threatening anything. Relax.
By any stretch of the imagination.
Natural causes will take that demented old fart.
And we're recording on May 9th. By any stretch of the logical imagination, he was walking out of the White House the other day. He's walking past the fucking press corps and stops. And by any rational interpretation of what happened, shit his pants. Like a toddler.
Just stopped.
He could only have been shitting his pants. I don't know how else to describe what happened.
Get that look on his face. Just keeps walking.
There is just kids just grunting out of shit into a diaper is hilarious to me. I mean, can you fucking just like, you remember when they were real little, like they just shouldn't, they just sit and go, they'd fucking.
Dude, that fucking Andrew Dice gay shit. I had never heard that.
Yeah.
How have you heard that? I have not heard it. Because, why did you not send that to me?
Well, it's...
That's old. I mean, I know it's Patrice O'Neill, so...
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was when Opie and Anthony broke up years and years ago, because I was an O&A guy, I went through... you couldn't get new episodes, so I went back and found old stuff. Well, someone at that point had put together long compilations of Kumia doing Dice and Kumia doing this and that. So that's where I heard that, but it had been many, many years. I listened to it going home the other day, and it's fucking funny, man. Andrew Dice, I'll link to it in the show notes.
Yeah, Andrew Dice gay. Another guy's asshole.
Asshole? Oh, it's so good, man.
His fucking Dice was...
Yeah. Yeah.
My yam bag.
Yam bag! I wish I could do a Dice impression. God damn. Oh,
man. I have a hard time doing impressions because I can't keep from fucking laughing.
I got to tell you something. Your Tony Soprano is close.
I really need to work on that.
Really close, and you should work on it.
I could have that down. I just got to watch some episodes and get his mannerisms.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Really good. And your Trump's not bad either, but your Tony Soprano is...
My Trump?
Yeah, is not bad.
China virus. It's the China virus.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you for listening in that case. And all things being equal.
Are they, though?
We'll see you next week on TGR Radio.
The show is over.